Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Sinn Coyne is here. We could talk about the Olympics and Kelly Harrington all day. There is other sports news. Lee Carsley.
I know, Gavin, yeah. Well, we'll get to that in just a moment, but we'll kick things off with Gaelic Games first. So Derek Ling is to remain on as the Kilkenny senior hurling manager for a third year, the county board has confirmed. Ling was appointed to succeed Brian Cody for 3 years initially and will now see out that term, ending any speculation there may have been since the All-Ireland semi-final defeat to Clare that he might step away. Elsewhere, Donalogue Cusack was confirmed as a new coach with the Cork under-20 hurlers last night. Cusack will join up with new manager Noel Furlong for a two-year term. The three-time All-Ireland winner managed the Cork minor side during the 2020 campaign, when he previously served as a coach with the Clare senior hurlers. Now, as you mentioned, in soccer, reports in the English papers this morning that former Ireland midfielder Lee Carsley is poised to take charge of the England team for their Nations League clash against Ireland at the Aviva next month as the interim boss. The English FA are still in the process of finding a long-term replacement for Gareth Southgate, who left his post as national team manager after their Euro 2024 final defeat to Spain. They had intended to have a new man in charge on a permanent basis in time for the next international break.
Sounds familiar.
Eddie Howe, one of the names, yeah, indeed. Eddie Howe, one of the names among linked with that post, but that process is still ongoing and a permanent appointment will not be made in time for the first post-Euros window. On the transfer front, Atletico Madrid have had plenty of business with Premier League sides in the last 24 hours. They've agreed deals with Julian Alvarez and Conor Gallagher. The Spanish side will pay Man City €75 million for Alvarez, with a further €20 million in follow-on add-ons, while Gallagher will cost them €42 million from Chelsea. Now to rugby, the countdown continues to the start of the Vodafone Women's Interprovincial Championship. The four-round series gets underway this Saturday, August 10th in Cork, as Munster go head-to-head with Ulster at Musgrave Park before defending champions Leinster begin their campaign at home to Connacht. Speaking about their finals day defeat to Leinster last season, Munster centre Enya Breen feels her side have a bit to prove this time round.
We're under no illusions that this year's going to be a challenge again, but giving up the trophy to Leinster last year was tough. You never like losing to them, especially down in the finals down in Cork last year. So we definitely feel like we've got a bit to prove, but that's against every province. We want to go out and put our best foot forward against everybody and really put our names back on top of the interprovincial list, I suppose.
It is quite competitive, isn't it, between the four teams, and that adds a little bit of kind of a spice to the whole thing.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and we all know each other so well from clubs and from international camps that there definitely is a bit of a bite to it, and all the provinces have come on so much. Like, the gap has really, really kind of decreased over the last few years. Ulster got their first win last year, pushed kind of close in the game before that as well, and yeah, it's great to see it, and it really pushes everybody on. It drives on the standard of club, of province, of international game. It makes everybody better.
Munster's Enya Breen there speaking to Michael Corcoran. And finally, there's two race meetings today. The first of an 8-race card at Wexford goes to post at 4:45, while the 7-race programme at Sligo is off just 15 minutes later.